Okay, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Kuf Dalet on my base. We're going to focus on, and we're going to discuss the sugya, the malacha of Makeh Bepatish. Makeh Bepatish, that has come up a number of times already in the Masechta, and daf Mem Zayin, and daf Ayin Gimel. So we'll talk about it a little bit today. So the Gemara says, discussing the malacha of Kosev, the malacha of writing. This parak got us into other malachas outside of Hotsa, and that is Boneh, and then Kosev. And the Gemara says, I want us to write two letters in order to be chayav for the malacha of Kosev. But the Gemara says, Tana, quoting a brisa on Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, cause of os achas v'shlima l'sefer, if somebody writes a letter and finishes up a sefer with that letter, ara kut echad v'shlima l'beged, or you finish up a beged, so then chayav, one would be chayav if one is mashlim. Is that like Rebbe Eliezer, who says, even one on an arag is chayav? So the Gemara says, no, in the name of Rav Ashi, even the Rabbanan would agree, La Hashlama Shiny. Finishing up a Sefer is different, even though you usually need two to write for the Malacha of Kosev, but to be Mashlim Shiny. What does it mean, La Hashlim La Sefer? So Rashi says, Os Achrona Shal Achas Michav Dalet Svar. The last letter of one of the Sifrei Tanakh that you're writing. That's what Lahashlim Sefer means. Mechas Chinuch, just bothered by this in the Mosach Shabbos, in the Malacha of Kosev, he says, I don't understand. What, finishing up any other book is not a Malacha? Just finishing up the Sefer of Tanakh, why is that? Nira Dafka, Be'echad Nechavta Al Tzvarim, B'tzarachi and Minalei. Why is that? So he says, Ve'efshar, Stam Sefer B'shas, Nikra Echa Rak Echa Michavta Al Tzvarim. He says, first of all, maybe that's stum of what Sefer means in Shas. Ve'gama Svarno Seneskein. And also Misvara, I would say that. The kala svarim lo mi boy sefer hedyot. When it comes to stam sefer, like a sefer hedyot, a secular sefer, to mosifin vegarin lo shayach hashlam. What do you mean to finish it? So you finish it today, you could add on a chapter tomorrow. You could take off a chapter tomorrow. What's the difference? El afilu as besvar makadoshim tichon lo hozuk sasa legroa lo shayach hashlam. Let's see any torah shaval peh. Right, if you have any type of pirish, you could always add on. You could always take off. But sefer tanach. And if it's missing a letter, then it doesn't have kedusha sefer. There's a chalos shame when you finish the sefer. Even on paper, lav dafka on klaf, that it's a full kedusha. But either way, that's the minchas chinas diak in Rashi. But that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says if somebody finishes a sefer, he writes one letter to finish the sefer, then he's chayev. What are you chayev for? So the pashas is you're chayev for the malach of kosev. The malach of kosev is either two letters stam that are read together, as it says also in the Mishnah, or one letter, lahashlim sefer. Ask the Me'iri right here, well, why isn't it also or either Makeh Bepatish? Right? Why is it Malach of Kos Pashas is the Malach of Kosev? I agree that that's the Pashtos. So that's why the Me'iri asks here, why isn't it also or instead Makeh Bepatish? Says the Me'iri. If you add on one to an already existing letter, it's no good. It's not chayiv for the malacha mikol makom. Im kasav osachas vishlam bo sefer. So then chayiv. Shekol shehishlam ba chashuva hikishtayim. If you finish a sefer with it, it's nechshav tu v'chayiv mishum kosev. And you're chayiv for kosev. V'chachme hadoros shalim. He asks, in the name of the Chachmei Adoros, in the footnote, Lo Matzasi, who are these Chachmei Adoros? Shalim Boka Hogan, V'yizchaye B'misha Makeh B'patish, K'mo Sha'amru Periklal Gadol, like we learned earlier, in the 7th Perek, Adaf Ayin Hei, Haiman D'Shakil V'chulu Chaye Misha Makeh B'patish. Remember those cases in back in the 7th Perek in Klal Gadol? It said there are some cases that you're chaye for Makeh B'patish. The word that Tzart Tzur B'kli, if you make a picture on a kli, V'amana Feach B'kli Schuchis, you blow and you make a glass kli, that's chay mishamak bepatish. Rabbi Yehuda, hayman deshakil akufi miglimi. You take off the strands hanging at the bottom of the beged, chay mishamak bepatish, if somebody's makbid on it. So here too, if you finish a sefer, ask the Baalei, the Chachmei Adoros in the Meiri, why aren't you chayev for makeh bepatish? So says the Meiri, Yisod Gadol, Yisod Gadol, similar idea said in other Rishonim, but the Meiri is right here. V'tirtzu, shalo nomar makam epatish ela b'macha b'melacha shenishma kula. What is the definition of makam epatish? Or you know what? Let's go back a step, even before we answer the Meiri. Right? If you answer the Meiri, what the Meiri say? Why isn't this finishing? Why isn't it makam epatish? Right? Why is it only kosef? So the Rishonim ask, why isn't every malacha makam epatish? Right? When you cook something, you cooked it, and you finished preparing it. You cleaned something, you finished getting it ready. If so many malachas could be makam epatish, right? You separated something, you cut something, you've completed something. So why isn't every malacha makam epatish? So the truth is that there is one understanding, the Lecha Mishnah, Bedas HaRambam, in Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Dalet, has such an idea. In Perek Yud of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Yud Dalet, says the Rambam there. So talking about the case that we had at the beginning of this parak, about making a hole in a lul shel tarnagolim, the Rambam says you're chayef for bona. So he passes like Rav. So the Lecha Mishnah there asks, Kasha, because later on it sounds like he passes like Shmuel, because he says, Ha'osa nekef kolshehu, bein be'eitz, bein be'binya, bein matechas, chayef, he's told us, makam apatish, chayef, v'chulu. V'nira, shehuz al mefarish, demashakasav Rav, chayef mishum bona, klomar, afilu mishum bona. V'hu adin mishum makam apatish, said the Lecha Mishnah, bedas Rambam, maybe in a chinami. Maybe sometimes you bechayev too. You bechayev for makam epatish and for bona. Tahavi gemar malacha. Ela shehu mosif vaomer shechayev mishum bona. Dilididei asi masnisan takodea kol shehu kapashta. Hakodea, you drill a little bit, it's bona. Besides being makam epatish. So that is the Lecha Mishnah. Rov Achronim don't assume that way. Rov Achronim don't assume that there could be an overlap between makam epatish and the other, and any other malacha. But this is what, so how do you answer that? So why isn't every, you know, the final hammer blow, right? That's what makam epatish means, right? Kol shehu mishum gemar malacha, that is makam epatish. So how do you define it? So says the Meiri right here. V'tirtzu, shelo nomar makam epatish ela b'malacha shenishma la kula. Makam epatish means that basically it's done already. And what you're doing is now just adding on what we might call finishing touches. Kigon, shechatzav evin bahar, you already chiseled out a stone from a mountain, v'nisparka kula misvivoseh, and it's really detached already. V'nimsa shenishlama b'lechesa evin, you've already chiseled and it's done. Ela shelo nafla, it didn't fall down yet. You didn't give it the last little push. V'zeh makam epatish, umapila, and you cause it to fall. Shenimsa ha'malacha beguf oso davar kfar nishlama, it's already done. Something that's already to be mashlim, something that is a malacha. Makam epatish is after. After you've already finished, and now you're putting on finishing touches that are extra. V'chein, masha amru b'shakal akufei miglima. Shari glima kula asu, you have a beged. The Gemara also earlier, dafayin hey, we have these threads hanging down. You could wear the beged right now. The beged's finished, but this is your making it extra nice. Or we had earlier, tsar tsura b'kli. The kli is a kli. You're making a picture now on it. Tzart surah. Avo be'elu. But in our case, before the book is finished, lo nishlam ha-sefer. The sefer is not done yet. V'habeged adayin. Lo nishlam ha-sefer v'habeged adayin. V'kol shehu oseh l'tzorach ha-shlama, eina makam epatish. If you're being mashlim, something that's really missing, that's not makam epatish. Shim lo kein. And here's his line that I said before. If you don't say that, af Hamalachos shetchilasan v'sofan ba'kechad. That many malachas that are just one act, that it's just one stage. Kagon kitzira v'chayotzi ba hayroilis chayev mishemakam epatish. That every malacha, many malachas, should be makam epatish. But you don't say that. Why don't you say that? Because that's the Meiri. It's only after. It's finishing touches. Kind of like a mashal dessert. What's dessert? The meal's over. You could really bench. But you know what? It's extra, but it's nechshav. That's the makam epatish of the meal. The makam epatish of the meal is dessert, right? This, you finish the meal, but there's something, you know, the cherry on top, right? That's good. The Arch HaShulchan does not quote the Meiri, but he says something similar. In Shin Yud Gimel, he quotes that he thinks from Rashi that similar to that Lecha Mishnah that we saw before. Milashon Rashi Mashbik Sas to Bechol Malacha Sheba'olam Kishagomer B'Shabbes Chayiv Mishemakam Epatish Ula Pirusho. right? That's what he says in the Mishnah, the Rashi that we had at the beginning of the parak. Kuf beis amabeis, right? What does Rashi say on that Mishnah? The kol hagomer b'shabes melacha told us makah b'patashi. Kol hagomer b'shabes melacha told the makah b'patashi. So he, the Aruch HaShulchan, is reading that Rashi, like the Malacha Mishnah, read the Rambam. But again, the Aruch HaShulchan is bothered by it. The Aruch HaShulchan says, how could it be? V'kasha, my rabusa. Af shagamar hu davar sheim bazem malacha kal v'chulu. We'll get to. Im kene numuvan. Masha omer gira. Rabba rabzir davar chavayo. Kol midi desfei mishum garamar malacha chayim shumak v'patish. V'kasa, b'chol malacha yishmar malacha. U'mau zek kol midi. Temashba sheish malacha sheim ben gamar malacha. Any act that has a gamar malacha, every malacha is gamar malacha. So that's what he says like the Meiri. U'be'em es nirel eni es daiti. Shekol malacha she'ein b'gamar malachta p'ula nifredes. Me'akodem la. Loshayach bazeh gemar malacha. Any malacha that doesn't have a separate stage. It's one stage. It's one stage to do what you want to do. So makom patish is not shayach. There can be anything called gemar malacha if all it is malacha, kotzer. You cut, it's done. There's no earlier stages and later stages. So there's not shayach to talk about gemar malacha there. To call a malacha achasi. Ve'ena gemar nechlak me'akodem. Aval b'malachas shehagemar shalahem hu achar gemar ikar ha'malacha. But if you have a gemar that's after the basic definition of the maisa, kama achayat. She notal akufi miglimi, a tailor that fixes up the threads on the bottom. O ha'okar es ha'evan me'ahar. Or you uproot the evan. Sha'acharei shegemar malachto. Makala makaraba, after you've already detached it, basically you give one last smash. O make bakurnas alastan lachliko, or you want to make it smooth. O I locate ya bulas sha'ala bagadim, achar hariga, there's a bump in the bagadim, you take it off. Osha meser at semer valava kadilanosa. All of these are afterwards. Zeo makaba patish. If you have any time when you have a separate stage from when the malacha is done itself. And then he brings a raya brura from the Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayos, where the Rambam says there, Mat makam apatish, kol tikun malacha, vahashlamasa, kemo hamirut vahachichoch, umini ayipui, kulam tovas makam apatish. Vahu amar kol midi, this may be gemar malacha, chayim ishim makam apatish. He quotes, what are the examples that he gives? Right? These extra things that are done afterwards. So that's the Meiri, the Aruch HaShulchan expands on it. Whenever you have something that is done after the Ikar Malacha is done, that is makam apatish. There is a different emphasis in other Rishonim. Different emphasis in other Rishonim. If you want to look in the Ramban and Rav Hirschler, who wrote the footnotes in the Ramban in the Ramban, the Machon Yerushalayim Ramban, Rav Moshe Hirschler, he has a big discussion of this on the bottom of this Ramban here on Daf Ayin Gimel, where Makom HaPatish is described. What is Makom HaPatish? So first, the Ramban there gets into arguing with Rashi. What is Makom HaPatish? Rashi says Makom HaPatish is just banging the hammer. Banging the hammer, b'shas gemar malacha. And the Ramban says, I don't know, what is just banging the hammer? Even though that's what it literally means. Rashi says, havi gemar malacha, shekina uman, makal astam, b'shas gemar malacha. Veni yudhi atam laze, she'ein ze gemar malacha, when a uman bangs to keep himself ready to continue doing the malacha, that's called, you know, artisanry and what he does, but it's not part of the malacha. Eini yudhi, says the Ramban, tam laze, she'ein ze gemar malacha, ela imun yadav shel umanu. The kiagamna la malachi, that's not a malacha. Ela makabapatish hainu sha'uman makabapatish ala kli lahashvos akmimuso. If you already have a kli and it's a little bent or dented, so that's where a makabapatish applies. Vechena la evan shebebinyan lahashvosa lachavoseha. Or to smooth something out to make it shove with the other stones. That's makabapatish. So what is he driving at? So if you look in the Shita Laran, there on Daf Ayin Gimel Amit Aleph, says the Ron in the name of Rabbeinu Chananel. Shalacha shenasa kli mashre panav hi ba'atzma ena malacha. Hi ba'atzma ena malacha. Shekfar nasa akli ela shegomer amalacha. That sounds like the Meiri. This isn't the malacha, it's already done. But mikal lamdu, but then he adds the following. L'chol davar, shehu ba'atzmo ena malacha. Ela sha'al yado nigmara l'chaivo agamar malacha. Inherently, this act is not significant. It's only significant because where it is in the process. So again, it's similar to the Meiri, Aruch HaShulchan, but it's a little different. The emphasis is that it's not inherently something significant that you would have thought is a malacha on Shabbos. But it's significant because it's finishing up. It's finishing up, giving the final touches. That's why. Kinofeach beklis chuchis, pam shnia, shal yedeke nigmeres hamalacha, v'uchayev kinofeach neficha rishona shihye hamalacha. Right, Tosfos asked this before. We had this another couple of days ago, Binyan Mekalim. Why is nofeach kli blowing the glass? Why? Because blowing glass, is that really a malacha on Shabbos? Not really, you're blowing, you're not building anything. So therefore, says the Shita L'Ran, that is what Makom HaPatish is. Something that is not inherently chashuv, but it's chashuv because of when it's done. V'nira, says the footnotes here of Hirschler. Nira together Makom HaPatish who? Da'af demitzan malacha ein bazeh chashivus la'atzma de'kfar nishlama ikalacha v'kal makom mitzad gemar ha'malacha havi chashivus la'achshuvei malacha. Miyu. Calls man shall pula zu in gather malacha acheres v'shayach lechaser mitzad gemar l'makab epatish the ikarish zu pula abala acher gemar malacha v'lochein kol sheyesh al ma'isa shem malacha lo shayach be makab epatish. The second that any other malacha is shayach, then it's not makab epatish. Makab epatish is only when it can't be any other malacha. By definition, it can't overlap against that Lecha Mishnah or the Aruch HaShulchan and Rashi, because it's something that is not significant enough itself to be a malacha, but it's only done afterwards. And that's why smoothing out the kli, putting on the finishing touches, that's what he says. He says maybe this is the pshat of Bishul. Bishul Bachama. Bishul Bachama. So we know Bishul Bachama is mutter on Shabbos. We had it earlier back in the in Parakira. Bishul Bachama. Toldos Chama is also the Rabbanan, but cooking in the sun is not. Why? Because Rashi quoted Ein Derech Bishul Bachach. Fine. So ask the Achronim, so why aren't you Chayim Mishum Makom HaPatish? If it's not Bishul, you still cooked. It's not technically Bishul. The answer is because it is a Chashiv act. It's an act of Bishul. It just doesn't fit the requirements of Bishul on Shabbos. There's no Eish. And therefore, you're not going to be Chayim for Bishul. But it doesn't automatically come to Makom HaPatish because it's too Chashiv of an act to be Makom HaPatish. Amazing. It's a malacha. It's a malacha that you're pater on, but it's a significant malacha, and therefore it is not going to be chayv. Or maybe this is the pshat of Rashi. Rashi earlier, back in Klal Gadol, remember the Gemara is the Gemara on Daf Ayin Dal and Mabez, where the Gemara says if you make a barrel, you're chayef 7 chatos. If you make an oven, you're chayef 8 chatos. Right? You make a chalsa, you make your chayef 10 chatos. Rashi goes through what exactly are all of the, which malachas are your chayef? Let's say you make a barrel. So your chayef, you grind up the dirt, you're tochen, and you separate the pebble that's boer. It goes through all of them. And then Rashi says, what about makab epatish? Why is there makom hapatish when you make this barrel? Says Rashi, avagabi chavetz lecha misha makom hapatish. Demei eleha nigmara malachto betanur. Rashi says, because you're going to put this whole barrel in the kiln, and memeila it's going to be made. Mei eleha nigmara malachto betanur. What does that mean? Makom hapatish can't be passive? Like some malachas can be passive. Bishul, you put on the fire, memeila gets cooked. Dying, you put something in water. Cleaning, you put something in water, and memeila it happens. So what does Rashi mean? Me eleha nigmara malachta betanur. It's going to happen by itself. So it suggests Rav Hirschler, what Rashi means is that you're still in the process of the malacha. That's what Rashi is saying. Makom HaPatish is only after everything's done. Me eleha nigmara, meaning it's still in the process. It's not done yet. So if it's not done yet, it can't be Makom HaPatish. Iker kavana kivan shadayin asuk basiyas akli habikos mana asiya hemshach asiyas akli vein yachol lachul shemak bepatish baze v'rak betanur detochat tefila acher gemara kli kedil lachazka. So that could be make bepatish. Again, that's an important lashon of Rashi. It's also a Yerushalmi. The Pre-Moshe here has a big discussion in Perachov Gimel of make bepatish. The Yerushalmi has a line that make bepatish is really the catch-all. If it doesn't fit into any other malacha, then it becomes Makom HaPatish. So what does that mean? So the answer is because it doesn't have its own definition. It's anything that does not fit into the other categories. It's not significant enough. So therefore, it would be Makom HaPatish. Or another example, the pre-motion there discusses, The Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Lama Gimel. Remember the Gemara, we discussed that in the Psik Reisha Sugyas. Isle Hoshana Achrisi. Somebody's taking the berries off of the Hadas, and when you have less berries than leaves, so then now you have Tikkun Mana, now you have a kosher Hadas. So the Gemara said, how could you do that on Yontif? Ofar Velikton, Isle Hoshana Achrisi. You have another Hoshana. And therefore, for some reason, it's not Psik Reisha. Okay, that's our discussion that we've had in the past. But ask the Mefarshim, why isn't there Psik Reisha by Makom HaPatish? Seems like there's no Psik Reisha by Makom HaPatish. The answer is because Makom HaPatish itself, inherently, it's already on such shaky ground. It's not significant. So if you don't even have Kavana for it, suggests the Pri Moshe, so maybe that's why it's one of the few Malachas that requires Kavana. That's what he says here. V'tzorach lomer devade heichad otzak kli mitri laso vosa malechas gemar v'um niso shish lomes akli tasam ha-malacha. Fine. B'ki agavna lo b'ina kavana el etzem ha-maisa mechayev. El arak b'gavna shemosif tikun acharkach hasam ikal ha-meymar tikolomis kavan l'tikun lo chashiv malacha. So that could be an answer to our question. Okay, we will stop here regarding Makom HaPatish.